You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and just pick any town at all.
Blue Lake.
Streaming to the world over at khum.com. You got it, Hannah. Now, I'm here with Hannah and Deanna, who are both first-year students over here at Del Arte International. And you guys are having your first big public performance coming up this weekend, like Thursday through Saturday at 8 p.m. over here at the Carlo Theater in Blue Lake. And it's regarding Commedia. A lot of people don't know what Commedia is. How would you even start diving into what it is?
Commedia are archetypes. They're characters that represent a group of absurd, obnoxious, hilarious people through Italian theater and their traditional foundation for creating characters.
And these archetypes are timeless, and so in the show we found ways to make them contemporary and make them recognizable so that they're not just cliches of, you know, old age or know-it-alls or things like that, but actually have this real human drive underneath. It's basically like sprinting while acting, too.
You're here for physical theater. So name some contemporary characters now, maybe that people will be familiar with in movies or television that are famous Commedia archetypes.
Definitely the grandfather on the Boondocks and the old man on the Simpsons, Mr. Burns. Those are my favorite two Commedia characters. They represent the pantalone characters. And if you're a woman playing a pantalone, you are a pantalona. And I found those women to be the drug dealing, power driven, over-sexualized, strong people. Like on The Get Down, there's a character who runs a juke joint, and she's also like the queen pen of her drug dealing company. So she is definitely a pantalona.
That's pretty neat. And that's one of your skits for the show this weekend?
I play a pantalona, yes. And her name is Big Mama.
Big Mama.
Sweet. Now, this show this weekend's not appropriate for kids, right?
It is rated for 16 and over for scatological and sexual humor. There's nothing terribly vulgar, but we do go there a little bit, push the envelope a little bit for sure. So we recommend for audiences over 16.
What sort of, I don't want you to reveal too much, but like for somebody who's never been to a Commedia show, perhaps, what would they even expect to walk into?
Well, there's a little bit of acrobatics that happen. So we use a lot of this physical theater, climbing on top of each other, doing, you know, flips and somersaults and handstands and headstands to kind of accentuate and really draw out the comedy that's happening on stage. So that's one thing.
And you guys are behind masks, so it makes it even harder, too, because you have to use your whole body to create the characters.
Yes, definitely showing what the character is thinking with your body is a hard task to do because we like to internalize and we want to share that with the audience. We want to share what we're thinking with our bodies without having the audience assume, but just know and feel the an experience that they've had that is put in a most absurd and comedic way to make you laugh or to make you think about a time that you felt or thought that way through a physical gesture.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of relatability within this because everybody knows people who even fit into a lot of these archetypes or have little qualities of them because they're so common.
Yeah, I mean, the lovers are definitely one that I can relate to right now, that constantly being buffeted between emotions, or maybe if you have a particularly passionate relationship. You know, you go between total adoration to hatred to feeling homicidal to apologizing, kiss and make up. And all of that can happen so quickly. And I think Commedia kind of takes those ideas and it just puts them on hyperspeed. So you experience it even more intensely, even more quickly with everyone on stage.
It also allows you to laugh at it and to laugh at situations, you know, which is something that we all need in our lives and stuff. So come on out. Come see Comedia. It's Pay What You Can, and it is tonight through Saturday night at 8 p.m. over at the Carlo Theater in Sunny Blue Lake. You can find out more information over at delarte.com. Do you guys have any more like final thoughts? Anything else you want to say, cover?
Come see Papi do what he loves, okay? Come take a look.
We're going to take a break and get back to the music. You're listening to KHAM.